Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Quick Talk podcast. I'm excited. I got a good friend on the line today. We are continuing our miniature interviews with all of the presenters that are going to be at the huge convention in Washington, D.C. this year. And I got Michael Dahlke on the line. He has a very unique story, very humble guy, has a great team and a nice big business. And he specializes in helping businesses grow really quickly, and he just has a lot of insight and value that he can provide. So first of all, Michael, thanks for hopping on the line with me today and taking some time out of your day.
No problem, Josh. I'm happy to do it.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. A lot of people aren't familiar with who you are and what your story is. I know I did a full podcast interview with you, which is a very, very popular episode, actually. In fact, I think it might be the second most popular one I ever did. I don't know if you knew that, but tell us a little bit about who you are and what your background is.
Well, from a business standpoint, we have a business in Minneapolis. We have one in Portland, Oregon, and two in Ohio, and soon to be one in St. Louis. So we have window cleaning, and we do home cleaning as well now, pressure washing, all the standard window cleaning stuff. But what I would most want people to know about me is that I'm just an ordinary, average guy who's been able to be in the right place a lot of times, at the right time a lot of times, and has been able to capitalize on that through hard work and having a really good team around them. So I grew up in a small town in Wisconsin, 2,000 people. My dad worked on the roads. He's a road construction worker. My mom babysat for extra money, now works with autistic kids at the school and high-risk kids at the school. My dad's since retired and does a little work with us, which is fun, doing some construction work on our shops and stuff like that. So just a down-home, blue-collar guy who has a bit of a business mind, who enjoys the game that he plays and enjoys doing this walk called business with his team.
Well, that's very well put, and a lot of people listening to this will completely relate, because that's who people in this industry are. I mean, they're working people. They come from humble beginnings, most of them, but they're trying to get their business in order. They're trying to make big changes. They have big goals and visions of grandeur, but they get stuck. I mean, it's hard, right? And there's so many things we could talk about, but for the sake of this short call, you know, what is kind of your bread and butter? What's your area of expertise? What gets you fired up inside your business?
You know, right now, I think the thing for me personally that I'm most excited about is, if you're asking about, there's a lot of things I'm excited about. We have a 3x3 campaign where we're doing stuff for charity, for our team, and for our clients. We have a leadership development program that I'm really excited about and passionate about. Our team is growing, and we're constantly adding more people, which I'm excited about, and we're getting better every day. As far as areas of expertise, if I'm thinking about the listener and what area can I be personally helpful and what's my area of expertise, I think it's really our culture and our system to operate the business. We talk about the three things that you need. You need a person to run the business. You have to have a system to operate that business, and you have to have the capital behind it. So our systems are not only the business systems, how to clean a window, how to order supplies, but they're also systems that reinforce our culture. And I think that that's something that's really special for us, is that we have a very specific, hardworking, blue-collar culture, and our systems not only help us get the job done, but they reinforce our core behaviors, our strategic alignment model, and all the things that we're trying to do inside our business.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. That is awesome. You got to have a person, you have to have a system, and you have to have the capital, right? Well, a lot of the people listening, they don't have anybody except themselves, and they don't have a lot of capital. And I know that it wasn't always this multi-state conglomerate that you had. It started out really small. What do you tell the little guy out there? How does he get started? I mean, when he doesn't have a team yet, he doesn't have all these systems. What can you offer to motivate that guy to let him know that it's possible?
Yeah, absolutely, Josh. I think it goes back to a lot of the things that we talked about on the podcast, and that story is probably a little more in depth. But the most important thing that we did, we didn't start with $1 million or anything like that. We bought the business. I don't even remember how much we had in the bank, but it wasn't a lot. And I was the only person with one window cleaner at the time who was not, we ended up having to let go because he was so overweight, he didn't meet the safety requirements for the ladders. And the first day I met him, he wore a cutoff shirt that said, "This is my beer drinking shirt." So we didn't start with a great with a high level leader. We didn't start with a lot of money behind us. So what we really focused on was that system. And the first thing we wanted to do was figure out our business model. How much can we afford to pay people? How much? How many phone calls can be generated from certain levels of marketing? How many phone calls are answered and scheduled into a job? How much can we charge for those jobs? What does the market want from us as far as pricing? What does the market want for us as far as service? So those things, if I'm starting over again, I wouldn't go out and try to raise $1 million. I wouldn't try to go hire the highest level leader I could find to run the thing. I would really focus on the system. If I'm the guy on the ladder listening to your podcast with bugs in my ear, cleaning windows, I'd be focusing on figuring out, how do I grow my business? What's my client acquisition cost? How can I make my business grow so that I can hire people to be on the ladder so I can answer the phone? And once I got the people hired on the ladder, then I want to focus on how can I continue to make the business grow so that someone else can take over the phone for me and I can be working on the business more than I'm working in it.
That is such a beautiful thing, man. And you know what? The best way to succeed is to start. Right? You just got to start doing stuff. And I think you make a good point. You got it always in the beginning with a little business starts with deal flow, getting your phone to ring. If you don't have something in place that can give you some level, even at a basic level, can provide you steady, measurable, consistent phone calls, you know, lead flow, people coming in through whatever efforts you're doing, and there's a wide array of them, you need to start there for sure. Sales is the lifeblood, and you got to make sales. And then, like you said, you move into the office, then you kind of move out of that, and it's really good stuff. I'm excited to meet you in real life. I mean, we've become kind of friends over the phone, and we've had some great conversations. We're like-minded in our faith, in our business, in our worldview. But, you know, what is your presentation at the huge convention going to be covering? Are you going to kind of hone in on a couple things? You're going to focus on your story. What can people expect to hear when they come watch you?
Yep. So what people can expect is we're going to tell the story of how we went from our first year when we started, the business was on pace to do $60,000, how we went from $60,000 to $1 million in 4 years. Now, this year, we're going to be somewhere in the $3 to $4 million range. So we've had another huge leap. But in 4 years, we went from that one window cleaner with the beer drinking shirt to having a team in multiple states and doing $1 million. So we're not going to talk about any academic theories. When I say we, I guess it's just me. I'm going to be speaking, unfortunately, for everybody. But I'm going to tell the story of how we did it with no academics, no theories, just the true, honest, this is what we did. Here's where we screwed up. Here's where we were successful. Here's how we grew. Here's where we faltered. I'm going to tell the very real story of how we think and how we got from 60,000 to 1,000,001 in 4 years in the context of Jim Collins' book, Good to Great. So he has some concepts in there, and we used a lot of those concepts. So I'm going to give him a lot of credit for that book. And we're going to talk about how we, our true, honest story, no fluff, just the real truth of it, from how we went from 60 to 1.1 million.
That's really exciting, man. And that is a really fast, that's a short amount of time to go that quick. And what's funny with a business is there's a different set of issues at the 60,000 in revenue level than there is at the 150,000. And then, you know, 300,000 is a really weird point too. It's like there's different plateaus you have to get to. And then your business will require new things in place. And it's going to be really huge for people to kind of look at those markers and those milestones, all the different pain points as you experience growth, especially doing it that quickly. I mean, it's going to be amazing. And the huge convention, one of the things that's so cool about it is you're hearing from people who do this stuff for real. Like you said, you made the point. This isn't theory. It's not just a bunch of... This is what Michael did to achieve massive high-level success really quickly. And like he says, he's not a genius. He doesn't have a magic wand. He just took good foundational principles, executed in his business, made lots of mistakes. But look at where it is today. It's unbelievable. And you guys can come see him live at the huge convention. You can't miss it. Michael, last question. Why do you think people should come to an event like this? I mean, why would this have helped you in the beginning when you were starting your business?
Yeah, so absolutely. We go to about three different conventions a year, this being one of them. and our team goes to the home cleaning one and different ones. And we really believe that the benefit is in the industry connection. There's a few things you can get at that are real tangible money-saving results, relationships with vendors, new products. We came across our soft washing systems that we use from a convention that we went to. So there's a lot of different things you can learn from a vendor standpoint. But really, some of my good friends, and a lot of them I've only met a couple times, have come from the convention where we can say, hey, what are your struggles right now? What are you trying to do? I'm trying to get a new water-fed pole. Which water-fed pole should I get? And we can really connect on that level. So I think that the relationships you get with people that are going through the same thing you are going through are just invaluable. And one step further, if you can have the relationship with the person who's just one step in front of you, that's even better. So I think it's the networking. We love conventions. They cost money, but every single time we go, we've always felt like the return on the investment has been well worth it. So we haven't stopped yet and don't see it stop in our future.
Oh, very well put. And to the people listening to these interviews, I think you're the seventh speaker I've interviewed so far, and I'm gonna get through to everybody. They're all saying the same thing. They're saying, Josh, it's the networking. It's the connecting face-to-face. It's having a Diet Coke and eating lunch with someone who's that one step ahead of you. It's that is an invaluable thing that you cannot experience on the internet or with a digital platform or something. It's just something special about getting in a room with 1,000 other people who are trying to do the same thing that you're doing. So it's not scripted, guys. The networking really is the biggest benefit probably for the huge convention. So, Michael, thank you so much. I'm excited to shake your hand. I'm going to buy you lunch, and we can spend some time together there. Again, I appreciate you being here.
Absolutely, Josh. God bless.
Let me ask you a question. Are you even remotely considering going to the huge convention this year? Well, if you are, I've made a special deal for Quick Talk listeners. You're going to save $50 off the ticket price. Now, everybody else is going to pay normal price, but not you. Go to thehugeconvention.com/quicktalk and you save $50 right off the price. Now, remember, this is not a cost, okay? It's an investment. This event is absolutely incredible. The second thing I want to announce to you is the new release of The Growth Vault. Now, The Growth Vault comes from all the requests I get from people wanting coaching and training and how do I get this webinar and this teaching you did 6 months ago and what about these special interviews you do, Josh? I want to learn. I want to grow my business. I put everything into one repository. It's totally free. There's no cost. Go to thegrowthvault.com. There's loads of content on business building, automating, scaling, and building a business that you could sell. Check it out right now. Completely free. It's my gift to you. Thank you so much. Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.